He came to in an instant, heart thudding, aware he could neither open his eyes nor breathe. Simon attempted to thrash his head from side to side, to no avail. He was pinned down by a leaden weight. One word sprang to mind. Ivan. Now fully conscious, Simon scrabbled to grip his attacker by the neck, then tugged with all his strength. He felt a cool draft on his cheeks and gulped in a lungful of air, still clinging on to his assailant. The enormous, tabby cat stared back defiantly, irritation visible in its chartreuse eyes. It was the second time in a week the damn cat had cut off his air supply while he was asleep. Was it trying to bump him off? Simon considered launching the animal through the bedroom window. Ivan hissed and instinctively unsheathed his claws.
"Is that my precious little bundle?" mumbled a voice from beside Simon.
On cue, the cat withdrew its claws and let out a pitiful meow.
"Simon," said his wife, Veronica, in a sharp tone, "what are you doing? Put Ivan down at once."
Then in a grating little girl voice, she continued,
"Come to Mummy, Ivan. Daddy was going to try and push my furry baby off the bed, wasn't he? Naughty Daddy. Ignore him. He's just a big bad-tempered bully because he drank too much last night."
Simon released the hefty animal. Ivan fell onto the bed with a whoomp. Veronica's plump arm emerged from under the duvet. She extended her hand towards Ivan and waggled her pasty fingers. Simon removed the cat fur from between his teeth and checked the clock display. It was only 6 o'clock. Wretched animal. He huffed in irritation, then attempted to snuggle down under the duvet. The cat, now on its back and basking in its mistress's attention, surveyed him with disdain, a sneer almost visible on its face. Veronica cooed at Ivan. The Machiavellian Moggy had taken a recent dislike to Simon, a feeling that was reciprocated. It had either taken offence because a few days earlier Simon had booted it from his favourite chair, or it felt some weird rivalry over Veronica. As far as Simon was concerned, Ivan was welcome to her. She was nothing but a right old nag.
"Poor baby," continued Veronica in her irritating voice. "You're pining for Georgie, aren't you?"
Simon glowered at the pampered cat. It didn't look too dismayed by the absence of its sulky mistress, their teenage daughter. Simon wasn't missing her, or the sullen strops and general bad temper that Georgina now displayed. Whatever had happened to his little princess? Only last year, when she was a content 12-year-old, they had been the best of friends. He had always been close to Georgie. They shared the same silly sense of humour and would often sit together on the sofa watching Lee Evans or Harry Hill, snorting with laughter, while Veronica surveyed them with a po-faced expression. These days, his daughter either ignored him or snapped at him almost as much as Veronica. Maybe she would be in a better mood when she returned from her trip. On reflection, that was as likely as him winning the Euro Millions. He sighed, heaved himself from the bed, and pulled on his tortoiseshell-framed glasses. The room swam into clearer vision.
"Tea, dear?"
he asked, as he did every morning. Veronica made some non-committal noise. Simon shrugged on his dressing gown. The cat stretched languorously, filling the space he had vacated.
"Don't forget to fix Georgie's wardrobe door before she gets back," said Veronica, turning over onto her side.
"I still don't see why the school decided to take them to China," he complained, pushing his feet into his slippers and noting that the sole on one was coming adrift.
He examined them. The tops appeared to have been chewed. "Bloody cat." He scowled at Ivan.
"When I was her age, we considered ourselves fortunate if we went on the annual day trip to Bologna."
"Not again, Simon," mumbled Veronica. "It's cultural, for heaven's sake."